que a gente se esquece de dizer, frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de
Hello, hello. I'm Lucy Melman, and you're listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. And it's been a while since I've been in the studio and been doing this. I couldn't make the last 2 weeks, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make this week because I woke up in McLean, Virginia, and, you know, had a very early flight, got in around, you know, 11:30 and was super tired, but I don't know, missing 3 weeks in a row made me too sad, so I decided to tough it out, and here I am. So I hope that's a good thing for you guys. Maybe that's dreadful. Maybe you're like, dang, was really hoping that she wouldn't make it. But I'm here. Sorry about that, if that's your reaction. But I have some music to play for you, and I hope that that's not too bad of a thing. But I hope everyone's having a good Monday on November 28th, almost December, which is really, really awful to think about. That's crazy. Time is really just so fast moving. Oh, sometimes I really just have like crises on this, on the air, and this is one of those moments. I'm feeling a little bit stressed the more I talk about the fact that it's almost December, so I'm just gonna play music. This is Doo-Wop, That Thing, by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Did Jezebel and who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they your friend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face, man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Hey, we got some very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan, you can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do. You looking at that person like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not going to stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before. They've never been in love before. Or they've never... They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah,
she poetic.
She killed it. We get in that conversation with that, right?
All right, that was Do Wop That Thing by Miss Lauryn Hill. And this next song I have is Jumper by Corthen. I feel like I've probably played this a couple times recently. I've just been really into this one. I think it's going to show up somewhere on my Spotify 100, like, you know, my Spotify Wrapped. I don't think it'll be super high up just because I feel I discovered this later in my year. But I've been trying to think of what I think is going to be up there. I'm a little bit afraid because I have a rough idea. I think, like, Orange County Punk Rock Legend by The Garden is going to be really high up there. Maybe I just relate to that song as being someone from Orange County and feeling maybe like a punk rock legend. Not really, but don't know. I think it's going to be up there, which is a little bit scary and embarrassing, but that's okay too. This next song, so I already told you what the next song is, but it's Jumper by Corthen. Again, like I said, but there's a lyric in here I really love, and it's something like... although it's something like I've always liked this, like I've never liked the ending, but I've always liked the start. I'll play it and then I'll hear the lyric and then I'll remember what it was, because I don't remember right now. But let me play that song for you now. Yeah, that's about it.
You
Okay, so now I remember the lyric. It was, well, because I heard it. But it's, you know, though I really hate the ending, I've always liked the start. I'm a sucker for just, like, weird... It's not a weird lyric at all, but there's just certain things I like a lot when I hear them, and that's one of them. I've done, like, entire shows, just many shows, actually, just based on, like, oh, I like this weird lyric. And that's definitely not a weird one. I don't know why I said that. It's, like, perfectly normal, but... I don't know, something about that sentiment I really agree with and enjoy. So when I heard it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this song for a long time, repeatedly, and I'm going to play it on the radio a lot. And that's what's happened. So yeah, sorry about that. But this next song is At Pace by Kola. I have the really bad habit of when I find a song I like, I just listen to it repeatedly until I hate it. So I'm not there yet with this one, but I'll probably get there soon. Heard this on Tuesday, like right before I got to the airport to go to McLean, Virginia for Thanksgiving. And I haven't, yeah, I don't hate this one yet, but it's probably soon because I've been playing it a lot. So I'll give it another 2 days and then I'll probably not want to hear it for a very long time after that. But for now, it's still great. It's At Pace by Kola. Alright, this next song is going to require some finesse here. There's a swear word in it, but which is a big, big no-no. Massive no-no from this. Ooh, why did I say it like that? Ugh, gross. But for those of you who don't know, safe harbor hours are 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. You can play as many swear words as you'd like. This is not safe harbor hours, so you can't play swear words. So I will enact a long-held practice of just trying to self-mute it and trying my best. I don't really know. I probably, if I didn't say anything, you probably wouldn't know this. And there's also probably like 4 people listening, so it's fine. But if you do hear a swear word, no, you didn't. You know, and the FCC didn't, and you didn't hear it either. No one likes a snitch. So anyway, here's History Lesson Part 2. It's a Minutemen song, but it is covered by Horse Girl. Came out very recently. This is one that was featured on What Are You Listening To, the latest Melisma episode, so go check that out. But yeah, this is History Lesson 2, Part 2 by Horse Girl. I definitely didn't mute that. I just realized the song is over and I wasn't even paying attention. Nah, it's fine. I muted it. Anyway, oh well. In case you've been wondering how long I've been doing this, you're probably like, wow, she seems so new to the station, all these mistakes. I've been doing this for about 2 years now. Isn't that crazy? And I'm on eBoard. That's not supposed to be like a flex. I just mean, like, can you believe that they let an idiot like me run anything around here? That's crazy. It's because I love the station, though. I do. Okay, I digress. I'm moving forward. We're forgetting that I forgot to mute that. Because I didn't forget. Anyway, this is Babies by Pulp.
As well as hearing, so I hit the outside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, from the garage up the road. I listened outside, I heard her. Alright. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing when this mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you. Alright. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children, and you might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day, and all the things were gone. Sleep inside, I never heard her come. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe, and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I only went with her 'cause she looks like you, my God. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna children, you might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, that was Babies by Pulp. This next song is Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake.
think we will meet accidentally. We'll start to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car with a cup holder armrest. She wants a car that will get her there. She's changing her name from Kitty to Karen. She's trading her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
alright, that was Cake's Short Skirt, Long Jacket. This next song is my Graham's dedication. If you're new here, even if you're not, I know it doesn't really matter if you're new here or not. That sounded aggressive, but I just mean I'm going to do the Graham's dedication no matter what. But I do a dedication for my grandmother each and every week, and this week is no different. Well, I guess every single time I'm on the radio. So considering that I missed the last 2 weeks, I did not do Graham's dedications then. So I'm doing one now, though, because I do one every time I'm on the radio. Yeah, I love my grandma Grams. She tunes in from the West Coast. That's why I try to keep my show always at a time that I know she can tune into. And yeah, this is no different. But this is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind. She will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
That was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen from my grandma Grams. Grams, love you lots. Hope you're enjoying your Monday. I'm assuming you're at work right now. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving too. I know we talked, but still, I hope it was good. Yeah, hope you're enjoying the new season of Yellowstone. I know you've been watching and you have your opinions about it. I know you don't like this new season as much as past seasons, but I hope that it gets better, because I hope that you are enjoying the show. And I promise I will start watching it soon. But yeah, this next song is Where I'm From by Diggable Planets. I think this is in serious contention to be my number one song of the year, just based on how much I listened to it over the summer. I haven't listened to it as much recently, so I'm not as sure anymore, but I love this song, and I listened to it, like, every single day for 3 months, so I feel like it's definitely up there. I'm calling top five in the Spotify Wrapped. But this is Where I'm From by Diggable Planets.
Jabbing rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, a mod play with Izzy. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dig some sounds booming out of Jeep. Where I'm from, cocoons hide the youth. Twin units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some. Where I'm from, the beats is infinite. Where I'm from, voodoo at Shubanin, gangsta lean. Where I'm from, I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go. Split. It's hip, what's hip? When hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hit it ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing. For this, we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most ass by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1, 2, mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Yeah.
Doctors, engineer, and a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and live to grasshop.
stuck out from the fuzz that swept the hip-hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach back. But a frizzarella, we say, those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussing caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Alright, that was Diggable Planets, Where I'm From. I think that one might be one of my top songs of the year. Kay, who is currently in Japan, DM'd me just now with talking about Diggable Planets as well. So, hey Kay, if you're tuning in, good to hear from you. It's also fun to have you tune in from so far. I don't know if I know that band that you just texted me. Okay, I'll check them out. Because you messaged me though, I was thinking there's a song that I think also kind of has that like mix of 70s, you know, funk energy and late 90s, early 2000s hip hop vibes. Not quite as much of that combination, but I figured I'd play them for you and see if you like this one as well. This is Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. So not quite the same, but like similar. I put them in the same category, and maybe you'll see why now when I play it.
Darling,
All right, now it was a complete deviation from the last two songs. First off, a PSA, read by me. Usually I just play them off Rivendell. Today I'm feeling adventurous. So this is a Space Heater Safety Tips. And it's seasonal, from November 1st to March 31st. So this is relevant. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets and people, pets and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Educational radio? I thought we were freeform radio. But yeah, that's a PSA about little space heaters. I can't leave my house if I think I don't have a space heater. That one hit hard. Not only because obviously fire is bad, but whenever there's something that's kind of like that, like my stove, I'll leave my house and I'll get like halfway down the block and then I have to go back and check that I turned it off because I am just so afraid that like something is going to happen. So I'll be like halfway, you know, through the block, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I should make sure that the gas is not on in any kind of way, and then I'm just gonna slowly kill my housemates, so that one of them is then gonna like light a match and then kill us all. That kind of thing, the space heaters, that's like totally up my alley of being like, is that off, and then going back even if it's super inconvenient. So that one, I saw that one in the little PSA guidebook, and I was like, I have to read it. It feels too personal to not. Also, it's just an important PSA. Anyway, so this next song is Crazy by Sundots. Also a very different vibe from Naughty by Nature and Diggable Planets. Banned from, either Connecticut or Pennsylvania. I think Connecticut. But this is Crazy by Sundots. I listen to it a lot. At work, at one of my jobs, at the bread shop that I work at, although my boss is currently texting me and I am not responding, so I should respond soon. But this is Crazy by Sundots.
Thank you.
All right, this next one, I'm still so bad. I've been doing, like I said, been doing this for 2 years. I'm still so bad at gauging how much time I have left to how many songs, just because I either overestimate or severely underestimate how much I talk. And it's probably more so that I underestimate it. But this next song is Cut Your Hair by Pavement. It also has a swear word somewhere in there that I'm going to try to self-mute, and hopefully it goes better than History Lesson Part 2 by Horse Girl. But we'll see. I don't know. I feel good about it, but I'm also infamously really bad at self-muting, which is why I usually do not play anything that has a swear in it, because I know I'm very bad at, you know, doing it. So I'll try my best. We'll see how it goes. And if I mess up, no, I didn't. And your mind is playing tricks on you. And I'm not gaslighting you for that. But this is Cut Your Hair by Pavement. Alright, this next song's gonna be my last song. This is Sugar on My Tongue by the Talking Heads.
Oh,
right, that was Sugar on My Tongue by the Talking Heads. And that's my last song of the show. You've been listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio, with me, Lucy Melman, on the show Naive Melodies. But keep tuning in because there's a lot of good stuff on Tuesdays and really just any day in general. But I said Tuesday, but it's Monday, whatever. But yeah, hope you enjoyed.
Lizzie!